about a year and a half ago, I changed computer systems. For the most part, that did not affect the things that I do. But there was one major shift for me. The email program that I had been using, that was no longer available, so I had to switch to a different email program. And one of the things that took me a little while to realize was that sent messages were not processed in the same way that they had been processed with preceding email programs. In other words, if somebody replied to a message I sent and it was in the same subject line, it didn't go into the sent folder. It went into a different folder. Well, generally that didn't pose too many problems. There were a couple of glitches until I figured it out. And then last night, I found an email that I sent about a year and a half ago. It was the daily devotional that sent out. And it went to a lady that I'd never met. I've known her for about 15 years, contacted her about various things and tried to encourage her to become a Christian. And so far, that's not been too productive. But she decided to reply to one of those daily devotionals. And I didn't see her email until a year and a half later, last night. Now, generally, that might not have been too big of an issue. But she decided to reply to that email based on what was said in that devotional. She said, I'm sick. I've been hospitalized. I've had major surgery. I've had cancer. I want to die. And can you, knowing that I'm a preacher, can you help me with some Bible verses? Could you pray for me as I go through this very difficult time? And she never got a reply. At least until last night when I apologized all over myself. Now, as I thought about that, I think there are a number of lessons involved in that little story. And you could just start listing them. One, of course, might be that there are two sides to every story. And until you get the other side, you may want to be a little cautious about drawing some conclusions. But the other aspect to that little tale, and it's all true, is that sometimes we can become convinced that somebody doesn't care about us. I did, over the last year and a half, send a note to this lady a couple of times to kind of check because I hadn't heard from her, and it just seemed like things were kind of cold as far as the e-relationship, and just got the briefest of replies, and now I think I can kind of understand why. But imagine, with God and the spiritual realm, we have the greatest message ever given to man, and that is God loves man. But the people never get that message. How sad. That there is a God who loves them, a God who is concerned about them, a God who sent Jesus into this world to live among men, to die among men, so that people can have eternal life. But a lot of people have and continue to enter into eternity without knowing that. The greatest message ever told has likely been communicated to us. And if we've heard that message, have we obeyed that message? Have we taken that and said, we're thankful there is that God out there? And we believe in him. We want to live according to his word. That's why we repent. We've confessed his son. We've been baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27, for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2:38. And then we continue to try to remain faithful to him, even if that requires death on our part, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Hopefully we've gotten the message. And if we have gotten the message, let's make sure that we're trying to be obedient to it every single day. Tonight, if we can help you be obedient to that message, either initially or to somehow come back and be restored to that God who loves us so much and who's given us that message through his word, we'd like to invite you to let us know what your need is as we stand and sing the selected song.